Hello, everybody. It's Marcy from wavesofcommunication.com. Welcome to another episode of the Language Facilitation Helpline podcast, and thank you for tuning in today. The fastest results come when you enjoy the process of language facilitation.
Hello, language facilitators, and thank you for joining me for another video here on the Waves of Communication channel. My name is Marcy Melzer, and I'm an intuitive speech-language pathologist and language facilitation coach and consultant, and I have a platform called wavesofcommunication.com. If you're joining me and you're one of my new subscribers, thank you so much. Since my recent trip to India, I have had the subscriber count is going up and the members too, so I have to have a member shout out right now to my new members, Madhu, Abu, and Jolly. Thank you so much for joining me at the intention level where you're able to see all 700 videos on the channel and learn how to become your child's best language facilitator. So today, obviously I'm not in the studio. You probably hear an echo. You don't see my glasses. It's not the typical one, but I missed last week doing live because I was in the middle of a massive mission in India where we did 2 4-hour workshops plus training therapists plus training educators because we want more people in the world to be using natural language facilitation because I know parents need support in professionals. And so in the process of that mission, we did 32 consultations over the course of just 1 week, in addition to the workshops. And what was so exciting about that, in these 32 consultations, we only had an hour. And I didn't know these people. I didn't have background. I didn't know much about them. They came and they shared information about their child just on the day. And every single one, I'm going to say 95%, because there were a couple kids that were really challenging with some pretty significant issues. But the vast majority of children that we worked with, we were able to establish connection, listening, and even new spoken language imitation for some kids within only 1 hour. So what I've decided to do really quick for this video, that I'm just doing this recording so that you can have something to watch until I get back in the studio and do more, is I've got 5 tips, the 5 things that Dr. Deepti and I used in India to connect in 1 hour with 30 of the 32 late talkers, and even the ones that were online we used. So let's get into the tips. Now, just so you know, this is the first time I'm working with kids for a long time, and we didn't have a whole bunch of stuff, but we did have these things. I just had a few things. I have these poppy things, and I have this other guy. So the first tip I have for you, I'm going to use something out of my bag, is this. It's surprise. So I'm pulling out of my bag something new. I'm interesting and I have good ideas. And this is all I wanted to demonstrate to this child before I asked them to do anything, even asked them to sit with me. They were sometimes sitting in a chair in the corner, even hiding behind their parent. How was I going to establish connection? The first thing I did was introduce some fun little surprise to say that I'm safe and fun and have good ideas. I'm worth listening to. And because these kids didn't know where they were coming, we met in a hotel room. They had no idea what they were doing here. So the first thing I introduced was this guy. Now, he's got a face, and sometimes I could use the face to engage with the child. But what this does is a popper. It's a popper toy. Really simple cause-effect popper toy. And so I just would show the child how I push, and that one didn't work, silly popper. Let's try again. See if I can make it pop high. And I put it here, pop, 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 pop. I did it. Wow, that thing went up. Literally, that's all we did. We used this guy. We used balloons that we blew up and the air went out of. I used even these things to attract because it made an interesting noise. some kind of thing to indicate surprise. That's tip number one, because a surprise is just basically alerting the child that you are interesting. So the next thing you do, number two tip, is attract. So what you're going to do is, first of all, this child sees that you're interesting enough to listen to. Now, what's going to get them to come over to your space, join you in your space, even if you go over to them and sit by them, what's going to get them to stay, right? You have to be attractive. So I show the child how I have fun, and I do things like the practical way to use these. Now, there's a very simple way, the surprise way, it makes noise or things like that. But what I would do is show the child how I connect. The big one goes on the little one. Ooh, this doesn't fit. I have to turn it around. Turn. Now you can see how this thing works. And I might even just connect a few and let them watch me. Now I'll get the blue one. I'm not asking the child anything. I'm just demonstrating. I've got orange and pink, and now I'm adding blue. And so I'm kind of putting on the show here. I am not expecting them to do anything. I'm just attracting them to the Marcy show because I want them to listen to me and hopefully even imitate what I'm doing. This is how I'm assessing to see if this child is true autism versus virtual autism. How much does it take for me to connect that child to my activity? So I'll add them and I'll just talk about what I'm doing. So now I've got this one and this one. Now let's add blue. And I add blue. Now what's cool about this is while I'm adding them, they're all still shrunk and close together. And all I have to do is hand this over to the child and ask them to pull. Now they've done something to connect. They're just participating with this super easy thing that I'm demonstrating. And of course, I'm making it fun. Now, what happens next is you have to, tip number three is to wait. Because if the child is interested, like they see it and they're like, okay, that moves. What you have to do is you have to keep talking and expand the idea while you're waiting for the child. So you're going to use this thing. You're going to say, do-do-do-do. You're going to pretend it's a fire hose. You're going to feed this guy. Look, this guy's hungry. He's drinking. Some kind of pretend play where you're just giving more. So it's not just cause and effect, but continue to watch me play. I want the child to continue to watch. So there's no pressure at all to join me. Okay, so now number four is you're going to expand this into a story. So it's not just, oh, the guy is hungry, yum. Ooh, he was popping too much. He's so exhausted. He needs to go to sleep now. There's a whole reason that we make this thing into a fire hose. Oh no, the house is on fire. Let's put out the fire. Pshh. Or I'm really hungry. I want a drink. Thirsty. I want a drink. You know, you turn these things, whatever you have. Like I said, all I had was these little toys to play with for a whole consultation with a child. And somehow I found a way to tell a story about these things. Once the story starts happening, this is it. Once you get to this stage, because you don't move through these phases until you start to get some eye contact. This is the surprise, gets eye contact immediately. You'll see eye contact immediately because they're not looking at you at all because they're too afraid, but now they're just curious. Curiosity gets eye contact. Once they start watching, then you start expanding and they start listening. And while you tell the stories, you invite them to join the stories and you give them little roles, right? So maybe I'm the guy and they're feeding me, or you're the baby and I'm feeding you. Or maybe you want to pop this popper guy because you are strong and you want to try. The child will show you, you see. When you're attractive like this, then they come over and they tell you and show you what they're doing. So number five is you just celebrate. You have to talk about how smart this child is. Look how well he's looking. Wow, you're listening so well. You like it when I do this. This is a fun game for you. You're so interested to hear me. Now, I'm not modeling, right? Never in this whole process did you see me doing things like, this is a guy with a blue ball. Look, he's happy. He has eyes and a mouth. I didn't label anything. I just talked about my experience. I presented some surprise. I started to give details. I expanded it into a story, and I was no pressure. This is the trick. You have to be so attractive and interesting that the child will come to you. And I'm telling you, everybody, in 32 cases, out of them, we had a couple that were online. So I'm, like I said, 95% clearly, probably was higher. I was able to get, and even get this, these kids didn't even speak my language. So if I had a little girl who was wearing a pretty dress, because their moms all dressed them up for these consultations, I was talking about my bangles and showing my bangles because I was all dressed up for these consultations. I talked about mine. If it was a boy who was active in climbing, or a girl who was active in, like, literally climbing on the edge of the thing, I attracted them away. They stop those purposeless behaviors, wandering, stimming, those kinds of things, when I started to tell the story. Because these kids understand. Always, the number one thing that I want to remind to everybody is these children do. They do understand when you talk about what you are doing, what you are feeling, and what you offer. And they also super listen when you talk about how they are responding to the situation. So that's it, everybody. Today's little short video was just those 5 tips to help you see how you can get connection within 1 hour.
With a whole range of Waves of Communication resources, from free content to customized coaching, you now have access to everything you need to elevate spoken language to infinite success. You are welcome to get your journey started with my 11-week language facilitation Journey to Speech workbook. You can access this workbook and all of the language facilitation resources on my website, wavesofcommunication.com.